All right, so this week on the You're Worth Knowing podcast, I'm going to bring in TikTok into the conversation because there is this video that is making the rounds on TikTok, maybe on Instagram as well, and it has millions of views. So I'm going to walk you through this video and we're going to dissect it, talk about what happened in it and what I think should be the main takeaways and why I think it's super relevant when it comes to social anxiety and what some of the lessons are from it, right?
Welcome to the You're Worth Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Roxana Alexander from Honest Rocks, and I am obsessed with social anxiety. After a decade of trying to figure out how to manage it on my own, I'm on a mission now to share every little insight I've gained along the way. Every week, we'll get just a little bit closer to unraveling the mystery of it so you can live the best version of yourself. Because you are worth knowing. Let's get to it.
Now, even if you are listening in from Spotify, Apple, or Google, that's not a problem. Welcome. Thank you for listening to the podcast. But you can also watch this episode on YouTube. So maybe it makes it that much more interactive or dynamic for you to see my face and potentially see what I'm sharing on the screen, which I will be sharing the video. But I will be linking the TikTok video into the show notes so you can also take a look at it and see it for yourself and have your personal reaction to it, right? Because it's different when I'm sharing what I see and describing the video versus you seeing it, all right? Now, this video that's making the rounds is about a college professor who is giving his class of students two options. Now, the first option is to dance in front of the whole class for 15 seconds. Now, there are about 60 people in that class. And the second option is to write a 15,000-word paper on the implications of AI on biomedical engineering. Yeah, it's that type of class. It's up there in like shit I will never understand or be able to write about. So this one girl, she gets up. In the video, you can see that she's doing a 15-second dance. And then she just walks back to her seat while the rest of the class raises their hand to write a 30-page paper. So the rest of the class chose option number two, and she's the only one that chose option number one. Now, I shared this video with my husband, and he's like, this is staged. And, you know, it's funny because with videos these days, you kind of always have to have the benefit of the doubt. Like, is this real? Is it not real? Why would it not be real versus, you know, so you kind of have to walk through, you kind of have to think about the intentions and the possibilities, so on and so forth. So anyway, even if the video is staged, I do want to talk about it. Because you should always choose option one when you're presented with it. And I know you're going to be, nope, no rocks. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do that. And the good part is that, you know, you can also write the 30-page paper if that is something that you feel you're going to miss out on. You know, you can do both. Now you might say, but rocks, I'm terrified. I'll be terrible. I don't know any dance moves and people are just going to laugh at me. Or you're going to say, rocks, it's just too much for my social anxiety. I could never live with myself after that. Valid feelings, I understand. And this is where I would say, you know, negative visualization can help. But I'm not going to go into that in this episode. You know, you can feel free to Google negative visualization and how that can help in these types of situations. But I do want to talk about the three reasons why I recommend you stand up and dance. Yes. Even if you have social anxiety and all you can do is the chicken dance, okay? Number one, it's going to expand your comfort zone. So your comfort zone has many layers. It goes from comfort zone to fear zone to learning zone to growth zone. Now, in this situation, you would probably go from comfort zone to growth zone, like from one extremity to the other, and you would just skip the in-between. And usually when you take a risk, especially one that's tied to how people perceive you, you will walk away an instant winner. Because you just challenged yourself and pushed through potentially several layers of fear. That's not an easy feat for anybody. And when you do that, your comfort zone automatically is enlarged. It expands. And the next time around, you're going to dare to do bigger things and so on and so forth. So this directly impacts the confidence you have in yourself. And you'll have an easier time saying, I can handle whatever comes my way because I was able to do that. Okay, so you're able to create this confidence in relation to, so that next time around when you're faced with an opportunity, you're going to be like, well, this is easy peasy lemon squeezy compared to dancing in front of 60 people for 15 seconds. And the more you do things of this nature, the more your comfort zone expands and your confidence level goes up. The second reason why I recommend you do the dance is that it will create a positive memory. It will become such a powerful anecdote for you that when you share it anytime in the future, you will feel that instant boost of empowerment. It's like you're going to be back in your body doing that dance, and you're going to get all the amazing benefits of it all over again. It will also remind you that the dread you felt beforehand, you know, when you were sitting down and you were getting ready to go up and dance, well, whatever it is that you felt at that moment was worth going through. And you will forever know that that anxiety, that anticipation anxiety, is worse than actually going through the thing itself. Because once you're done with that dance and you sit back down, I promise you're going to be a totally different person. And I talked about this in my previous episode about the dreaded low and how once you move past the dreaded low, you will feel like a million bucks because you will be accountable to your actions, to saying yes, to doing whatever it is that you committed yourself to. And yes, even if you end up being absolutely horrendous and people are laughing at your chicken dance, it will still end up being a positive memory because you will remember yourself as the one who did the thing instead of being the one in the crowd judging the person on the floor. Especially if you know and you remember that you were the only one in that class to stand up. That's a positive memory. No matter how you try to slice and dice it, it is a positive memory. And lastly, it's a pivotal moment of personal growth. Again, this is very much in line with number one, with your comfort zone. But there is a clear before and after should you choose option one, which is, you know, dancing. Because you step up as someone and then you sit back down as someone else. It will energize you and make you question, what else can you do? What else can I do? If I was able to stand up and dance and sit back down as a different version of myself, how many other versions are there of me that I can tap into? Now, the girl in the video did something no one else was capable of. Again, with the assumption that it is a real unstaged video. And she walked away benefiting from it. Everyone else in that room remained in their safe and comfortable zone. So those are the three reasons why I do recommend that if you are presented with such an opportunity, that you take it. But let's break down the video a little bit more because there are some other observations that I made. So let's go with the assumption that, again, it wasn't staged. In the video, the people in the class did not react at all, even though the girl had some interesting breakdancing moves. You know, she did a flip. They were quiet. They didn't whisper to each other, and they also didn't clap. So if at the beginning, when you're like, it rocks, I'm going to be so terrible, they're going to laugh at me, if that's something that you were worried about, I want you to know that that's a lie that you are telling yourself. What I want you to know is that you're not scared of people laughing. You're scared of any reaction they might have. Let's just be honest and put it on the table. Whether they laugh, they whisper, or stay silent, you'll find evidence that points to them judging you. You'll have no problem making up a story in your mind about what they think of you, regardless of what the reaction was. And you'll find a way to spin that reaction in a negative light. You're scared of the thoughts you will have of yourself after you choose option one, because it doesn't matter what people will do. You'll think their reaction is a reflection of your performance. Secondly, let's assume this girl is a cheerleader and she's used to performing in front of people. So for her, it's just another day, another dance, another crowd. And it's not fair how easy it is for her to do that, right? And that's why she was able to just confidently shoot her hand up in the air. Whereas for you, it would be the end of the world. But here's what I want you to think about. Is it possible that at one point in time, it was also the end of the world for her? But she managed to go from her comfort zone to growth zone. And now it's just, again, easy peasy lemon squeezy for her to do this. If it's possible for her to get that comfortable with herself, it's also possible for you. And maybe your immediate reaction is a hard no. Fuck no. I want you to push back against your immediate reaction just as fast. Don't let it simmer. Don't let it go to your mind. Don't start analyzing your thoughts and go down that rabbit hole where you don't trust yourself. You're scared. You're worried. You're dreading it. All those things that are going to block you from saying yes to such an opportunity. I want you to try to prove to yourself that you can confront your fear and that you will survive it. And not only survive it, but thrive after that. So that the moment you sit back down on your chair, that is a new starting point for you. It's you embarking on a new journey. And I'm going to leave you with this last question. Tell me, which person do you think more highly of? The person standing up to their fear and doing the thing, or the ones laughing in their seat, too scared to try. That's it for this week's episode. I will see you here next week on the You're Worth Knowing podcast.